House Bill 1081. House Bill 1081. Are there proponents for House Bill 1081? Representative Marshall, welcome to House Education. And again, if you just introduce yourself to the internet audience, and please, anyone who is testifying on either of these, please make sure you have signed in. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair. I am Representative Casey Marshall from District 12, Sioux Falls. I bring to you this morning House Bill 1081. Presently, a quick review on this bill. As you can see, presently, schools are allowed to hold their public entities are included in this section, but 1081, the changes that I'm referring to, will apply to school districts only. As you can see in here, permanent files can be used, can be done by photostatic, microphotographic, microfilm, mechanical, or electronic process that produces a copy. Presently, school districts use microfilm. What 1081 does is allow school districts, if they choose, they can continue to use microfilm, but it will allow school districts to go ahead and utilize an electronic format that can be used to do the same thing that microfilm does, produce a clear, accurate reproduction of the original. This is for school districts. We spend a lot of time, energy, and money in the state of South Dakota to wire our schools. It is a reasonable expectation that they would be able to utilize the same system to be able to continue to protect and contain our permanent records. I must resist referring to this as a simple bill, but it seems to be. And I will stand by and be available for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Are there other proponents for House Bill 1081? Other proponents?
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the House Education Committee. I'm Diana Miller, and I'm the registered lobbyist for the ESD plus six school districts. And we requested that we bring this on behalf of the schools within our association. A couple of things that occur. We put it in this section because, as Representative Marshall referred to it, it involves schools only. And it is permissive. It does not require that schools do this. Please note that it is permissive, and that is in where it says may, and they are not required to do so. There is a cost savings to doing this. Number one, with microfilm, it requires a time-consuming process of having someone microfilm all of the records, number one. Number two, the amount of space required for storage of these documents, and we have to keep them for a long period of time. When someone requests his or her permanent records, they go contact the school from which he or she graduated. So consequently, we need to keep the records for a long time. We also have found the high cost of replacing some of the microfilm equipment. And since microfilm is becoming somewhat outdated with all the electronic works going on, it is sometimes difficult to find replacement equipment for this. And it is a high cost. So we think we can become much more efficient, and we can utilize this bill to store our records electronically. The state is moving in that direction. I think the Revenue Department, the Department of Ed, you just heard some presentations that are trying to move into the electronic era. We're trying to bring the schools into the 21st century also, so that we can utilize what this legislature saw in their wisdom to do for us, wire the schools, which we are very grateful for. But we ought to be able to use our equipment and the efforts that you've made to its full capacity. There are programs out there with firewalls. I mean, there's no chance that we're going to lose this. We can also put it on a backup tape, such that if that is the concern, we would have two sources of the electronic file to maintain, which would be far less space for us than boxes and boxes or areas for microfilm. So I would ask that you support House Bill 1081 and urge your adoption. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1081?
Good Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. Christy Johnson representing school administrators. This bill was brought before our delegate assembly that was held in November and received a unanimous support, statewide support from the representatives across the state. I don't know if this is a simple bill, but it certainly is a common sense bill. It just gives school districts who have the capability of storing their records electronically the opportunity to do so. So if they wish, it gives them an option, and I would urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1081? And again, please make sure everyone has signed in that is testifying. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. I'm Bill Lynch. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for Associated School Boards. And just make the point that this really, this bill really provides for a better use of school district time and equipment as opposed to going out and trying to replace microfilm and microfiche type readers as opposed to equipment they already have on hand. And we'd ask your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1081? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the House Education Committee. Jim Hutmaker, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Coalition of Schools. We too would support this, and you know, most of the reasons have already been stated. It's a savings that we can use the funds for better functions, you know, teacher salaries, education of students. And if you really look at it, out in the business world now, most every business is doing everything electronically. They're not keeping records anymore, and it's been that way for quite a while, and most of them have moved clear into that category. The other thing, I'd like to give you just a little analogy of probably the way I see what this bill is. If you compare what the typewriter was to the Model A, and then you get into the 50s, and now we moved into microfilm, and now we're into the computer age, and we have cars that are all computer controlled and air conditioning and cruise control, and that's kind of where we're headed, I think, with this bill. The technology is there, and I think it's time that we get caught up and move into the new world. Thank you.
Any other proponents for House Bill 1081? Any proponents for House Bill 1081? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1081? Any opponents to House Bill 1081? Seeing no opposition, Representative Marshall, would you like another minute, or you certainly may have it?
Madam Chair, thank you. Since there were no opponents, this isn't really a chance for rebuttal, but a chance to say how nice it is to be here today, and because I don't get to come to this committee very often. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Representative. We will now open up to committee questions for proponents of House Bill 1081. Representative Buckingham.
I guess if this is common sense, I must not have any. Casey. With the chair's permission, I've got several questions. First off, anybody who uses computers over a period of time and keeps old files has had the experience of going back and trying to open a file that, because the technology has moved on and we haven't converted the old file, that you can't open it. I'm trying to understand what kind of protections have been put into place to make sure that we continuously update the file versions so that we don't end up getting files that won't open because we forgot when we updated our program.
Madam Chair.
Representative.
Representative Buckingham, I can't speak to the specifics of the technology. What I can speak to, though, is in our state law, what we do consistently is we identify what are permanent records, we make that the responsibility of whomever, you know, whether it's a school district or whether it's a local government or if it's the county auditor's office. And so consistent what we do is let them know and basically order them to protect those records. They're permanent. And so that is, that responsibility does fall on the school districts right now. What we have done by statute is, this is not a stagnant list, microfilm only. It's a short list, and what we're asking to do is add another method to that. but in no way, shape, or form does it mitigate the responsibility that the district continues to have. So it will be their responsibility to stay up with the technology of this method the same way they had to with microfilm. I suspect from the time that they started with the first machinery and how they stored that to today, there have been changes as well. I hope that helps.
Follow up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And that goes to the second question. If you talk about the cost savings of switching, if a school district makes the switch, are they going to convert their microfilm? Or if they continue to keep microfilm, then they're going to have to continue to have some way of reading that. And so I'm trying to understand the process of getting from the old to the new without losing access to the, and that goes to the first question. How do you go to the new without losing access to the old?
Madam Chair.
Representative
Buckingham, this bill is not going to give you a specific recipe that every single school district has. What it does do is open up the possibility. So I suspect there will be districts who will make that decision that they're not ready to do that, and there will be districts who find that it is more efficient, more economical for them to change to this. And there'll be, you know, as with it is not so different from the business sector. They make those decisions all the time, and sometimes it's gradual, and sometimes it's more efficient to make it all at one time.
Any other questions for proponents of House Bill 1081? Representative Van Norman.
Thank you. Two comments and then a question. One is, I share some similar concerns about what will happen to the records, because it's different. This is government, and we need to keep permanent records to make sure that those are not able to be changed or altered. And so my concern would be whether we contacted the state archivists and the state historians, and if not, hopefully along the way of the process, the bill, they could, for whether the standards that we keep these records on microfilm are kept when, if the districts do change that. So my concern would be, have you had a chance yet to consider how that might occur where we have safeguards for these records?
Madam Chair.
Representative.
Representative Van Norman, this bill does nothing to dilute the safeguards or requirements that we have presently in what are permanent records and how they must be held, or how long, or you know, in what kind of safety. If you notice in this section, first sentence or line six, it says about these subdivisions, if you're required or authorized by law to record, copy, file, recopy. In other words, if you are required to do this, these are the ways that you can do it, and we are adding one more way that you can. We're not messing with the requirements, the safeguards, the permanency.
Follow up.
Well, I would respectfully take a slightly different position that in a computer, it's easier to change or have different versions by accident, deletion, things like that can happen. So I would just respectfully comment and suggest that that could improve the bill if we just could get somebody to comment a little more specifically from archives who already has that expertise. Thank you.
Any other questions to House Bill 1081? Any other questions for proponents for House Bill 1081? Seeing none, we will close the public testimony on House Bill 1081 for committee discussion and or action. Representative Buckingham.
I move due pass with a comment.
Certainly the motion is a due pass on House Bill 1081 by Representative Buckingham. Is there a second? Second by Representative Olson. Representative Buckingham.
It's not that I'm opposed to the change. I encourage the change, but I know from my experience in the National American University that we're maintaining about four or five different technologies because you just can't afford to bring the old up. And I'm not sure that the savings are there, but I do agree that we need to move in to an electronic age.
Pending motion is a due pass on House Bill 1081. Are there any other comments on that motion? Seeing none, the motion is a due pass on House Bill 1081. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Radford?
Radford? Yes. Aye.
Brunner?
Aye.
Sorry.
Buckingham?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Hills?
Oh, aye. It's Hills.
Nelson?
Aye.
Knobstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Roberts?
Aye.
Schaefer?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Yeah.
Weems?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
McLaughlin?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
The do pass motion on House Bill 1081 passes with a vote of 14-1. Thank you, Representative Marshall.